This is an education part. Everly Thomas, EverlyThomas. Everly Thomas, date of birth is 8/23/96. Date of accident is 4/12/2022. Date of service is 12/15/2022. Patient Everly Thomas is a victim of an automobile accident where she was a driver and was injured in a car accident when she lost control on ice and hit a median, leading to injury to the left knee, head. There was a headache, neck whiplash, leading to dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of memory, nightmare, blurred vision, spots in the vision, as well as pain symptoms covering the neck, mid back, lower back, with radiation to the front and the back of the buttocks and thighs, as well as pain in both the knees and radiation to the both legs in the front, and numbness, tingling, along with severe headaches. Chest pain was also complained of in the beginning due to the seatbelt. Since the time of accident, patient has tried physical therapy for several months, and she has been provided medications. She reports that her MRI will be done tomorrow, and the pain level is now around 7 to 8 in the area of the neck, mid back and lower back, and the knee are hurting 6, and patient is able to walk reasonably well. There is a 10% relief according to the patient so far from the time of the accident. The patient reports that in the ADL, walking ability is affected 9, general activity mode are affected 8, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. In the system, the patient reports headache, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic and nightmares and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports low back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, sciatica, lower back pain, ankle and foot pain, and knee pain and difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or any blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, so can be painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, and shortness of breath. The patient reports 10% relief in the pain so far, Everly Thomas, and date of service is 12/15/2022. In the neurology and psych in system review, patient has headaches, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. However, there are no vision disturbance, blackouts, seizures, or any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in the into the right shoulder, and stiffness of the right shoulder, stiffness of the neck and pain, stiffness of the lower back and pain. She also reports pain in both the knees and both ankle and feet, difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is an asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, no shortness of breath or chest pain. In last 30 days, pain level has worsened, and there is no significant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are or Tylenol with codeine, and compliance history, none is reported. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 174 over 117, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 11-14-2022, petition number 1115-0052. Diagnosis of the same plan of care is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week with the neck, lower back, both shoulders, especially the right shoulder and the knee area bilaterally to be covered with traction massage. Patient is released to a light duty job, 8 hours, 7 days, 10 pounds, and the pain is affect transportation, hospital, to placement. Patient has had MRI going to be done tomorrow, and when we see her again, we'll discuss her MRI. So her appointment will be in 15 days. Thank you. She's been referred to a chiropractor for additional help, and we'll meet her in 15 days time. Thank you.